Turn in your Bibles to 1 Chronicles. 1 Chronicles chapter 27, please. I'm sorry, I've got a tickle in my throat that's driving me up the wall now. Amen. 1 Chronicles chapter 27. My, what can you get out of that? Well, there's always something in the Word of God. Amen. Go ahead and stand for the reading, in honor of the reading of the Word. Better get your Bible, gal. I want to begin reading at verse 25. Verse 25. And over the king's treasures was Azmaveth, the son of Adiel, and over the storehouses in the fields, in the cities, and in the villages, and in the castles was Jehonathan, the son of Uzziah. And over them that did the work of the field for tillage of the ground was Ezri, the son of Chelub. And over the vineyards was Shimei, the Ramathite. Over the increase of the vineyards for the wine cellars was Zabdi, the Shiphite. And over the olive trees and sycamore trees that were in the low plains was Baal-Hanan, the Gederite. And over the cellars of oil was Joash. Over the herds that fed in Sharon was Shitri, the Sharonite. And over the herds that were in the valleys was Shaphat, the son of Adlai. Over the camels also was Obel, the Ishmaelite. And over the asses was Jediah, and the Maronathite. And over the flocks was Jazes, the Hagarite. All these were the rulers of the substance, which was King David's. Amen. Go ahead and be seated. In chapter 27, we find David's cabinet officers, amen, over his government. Just like we have in our government, our president has a cabinet, different leaders for different parts of the government, amen. And so David had that as well. He had different officers for different things going on in his government. But now, David is about to move off the scene. He's an old man. He's very sick and ailing. And Solomon, his son, is about to come in on this and be the reign into the reign of the kingdom. Amen. He's about to take over David's place. David is making preparation for that because he knows it has to be done. And here we see David's cabinet officers. In chapter 28, we see David's charge to Solomon. He said to Solomon in verse 10, "Take heed now, for the Lord hath chosen thee to build a house for the sanctuary. Be strong and do it." Amen. He said, do it. Do what God gave you to do. Amen. That's what we all should do. And David said to Solomon in verse 20, David said to Solomon, "Be strong and of a good courage and do it." Amen. That's his charge to Solomon, his son. He said, do what God has laid out for you to do. Amen. And then in chapter 29, we see David's coffers in verse 3 through verse 5. We see that David gives all of his own possessions, all of his riches, all that he had prepared for the building of the temple. Amen. David gives that. And gives that to the God for the building of the temple, gives it to Solomon. And verse 3 in chapter 29, "Moreover, because I have set my affection to the house of my God, I have of mine own proper good of gold and silver, which I have given to the house of my God, over and above all that I have prepared for the holy house." Amen. Thank God. He was willing to give everything he had for this purpose. Amen. For God's glory. And then in verse 6 of that chapter, we see David's chiefs. "Then the chief of the fathers and princes of the tribes of Israel and captains of thousands and of hundreds with the rulers of the king's work offered willingly." Amen. All of his followers, his men, were willingly offering for this purpose. Amen. They were willing to give of themselves, and they were willing to give everything that they had for the purpose of building that temple. Amen. Now, we need to take heed on some of this stuff and realize things are going on around here that we might need to be willing, amen, more willing in our own heart to accomplish what God's doing, amen, through the man of God that he has here. Amen. Now, in verse 10 through 13, we see David's chorus. David loved to praise the Lord. Amen. And he praised God in psalms and song. He would sing, amen, to the God of all glory. Amen. He would sing his praise. Wherefore, in verse 10, wherefore David blessed the Lord before all the congregation. And David said, blessed be thou, Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Amen. Thank God. David's confession then is in verses 14 through 16. He said, but who am I? What is my people? Amen. I come from just a little old family that wasn't worth much. Amen. All we did was keep sheep out there. And God saw fit to choose me. Amen. And bless me and this ability, to have this ability to give back to him. Amen. David's concern then was for his son Solomon, 17 through 19. In verse 19, he said, and give unto Solomon, my son, a perfect heart, amen, to keep my commandment, thy commandments, thy testimonies, and thy statutes. Amen. Isn't that our concern as well for our children? Don't we spend hours, amen, in a day, in a lifetime, praying for our children to turn to God wholly and completely and to honor him in their lives? And ask God, would you please bless them? Turn them around. Help them get to you. Help them to truly know you. Amen. David was concerned that way too. He was concerned for his son. And then David's committing the kingdom to Solomon in verse 20 and on through the chapter. He commits everything. Verse 24, and all the princes and the mighty men and sons likewise of King David submitted themselves unto Solomon the king. Amen. Amen. What a wonderful book we have to show us these truths, amen, about a man that God chose to accomplish great things in this old lifetime, amen, in the world. Now, for just a little while, I want to go back to verse 28, where I want to take a text and try to bring some thoughts concerning the last phrase of verse 28. The Bible says, and over the sellers of oil was Joash. Over the sellers of oil was Joash. Amen. Now, oil in the Word of God speaks of the Holy Ghost. There are different words in Scriptures that refer to the Holy Ghost. Sometimes wind, water, fire, wine, and oil all speak of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. And then all of these, there's a moving factor about them. We can see a moving factor in the wind and the water. We can see it in fire. Amen. But wine also has a moving factor. Amen. Because the meaning of wine is effervescent. Effervesce and to bubble over. Amen. Therefore, wine means the joy, speaks of the joy of the Holy Ghost. Amen. So there's a moving factor there. And then the oil, there's a moving factor in oil. Because you see, oil penetrates whatever you apply it to, amen? Whatever you put oil on, it's going to move inside of it, amen? Thank God when we have a screw or a bolt that we can't work, amen? Sometimes they get all rusty and corroded. Thank God you put that oil on it and let it sit there for a little while and it begins to get down inside of that metal, amen, and begins to work. And take out that old rust and that corruption of it, amen. It begins to work, a work inside of that metal, amen, that screw or that bolt, whatever it is that you're talking about, amen. Well, listen, the Holy Ghost of God moves into the believer when we're saved, amen. He moves into us, thank God. The oil of God is inside of you tonight if you're saved. And he begins to work a work inside of you, bringing all rusty ungodliness and corruption out of your life. Hallelujah. Thank God, amen. I'm glad for the Holy Ghost tonight. Amen. I want to try to bring some thoughts concerning this tonight. God being our help. Oil always speaks of the Holy Ghost. In the Scriptures. First of all, in healing. Amen. in healings. Oil is used in the scripture in healing. In chapter 10 of Luke, we see where oil and wine is used for this man that was traveling, had been beat up and left half dead. Amen. And he was on his journey. And then a certain Samaritan in verse 33 of chapter 10 of Luke, as he journeyed, came where he was. And when he saw him, he had compassion on him. Amen. And went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine. Oil here, of course, is the Holy Ghost, and wine speaks of the blood. Amen. Thank God, there's nothing to clean you up and help you like the blood of the Lamb, amen, and the oil of God that gets poured in our soul, amen, and set him on his own beast and brought him to an end and took care of him, amen. This speaks, of course, of a physical healing, but it also speaks in reference to that spiritual healing that we all need, for we were all like that man, left half dead by the world and left alone in this whole ungodly world until the Lord came by that good Samaritan, that certain Samaritan, thank God, that had the blood and thank God had the oil of God to give us and to give, thank God, to cleanse us and to heal our sinful soul. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, Isaiah chapter 53 and verse 5 says, by his stripes we are healed. That is a spiritual healing. Amen. Amen. Do not get confused. Amen. That Jesus Christ died for the souls of man. He died because of the sin of man. They put him on the cross and he died in that sin. My sin and your sin. Amen. And by his stripes and the blood that came from those stripes, we're healed spiritually, amen. We're healed, thank God, and turned around and made new and my new creature in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. The blood, thank God, is applied to the sin-sick soul, amen. The Holy Ghost moves in and changes you, amen, and makes you something like you never were before, amen. Hallelujah. Thank God is of healing, amen. And also, oil is used in honoring. In honoring. Sometimes it was used to honor guests in a house. Amen. When the people came to visit, you were supposed to, the custom of the day was to honor your guest with a kiss and with water to wash their feet and with oil to anoint their head. Amen. In Luke chapter 7, Jesus is talking to that ungodly Pharisee, that heathen, amen, that didn't care anything about Christ, didn't care anything about that dear woman that came in there and talked about her in such a manner. Oh, listen to me. In verse 44, he said he turned to the woman and said unto Simon, seest thou this woman? I entered into thine house. Thou gavest me no water for my feet, but she hath washed my feet with tears and wiped them with the hairs of her head. Thou gavest me no kiss, but this woman, since the time I came in, hath not ceased to kiss my feet. Amen. Oh, listen. My head with oil thou didst not anoint, but this woman hath anointed my feet with ointment. That man wouldn't give him the very lowest degree of honoring a guest in the house, which was the custom of the day, but that woman loved him much. Amen. Woo! And verse 47, amen. Wherefore I say unto thee, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much, but to whom little is forgiven, the same loveth little, amen. Oh, listen, honoring the guest in the house, the oil, the anointing oil was used for them to anoint their head. Amen. Luke chapter 23, verse 55. We find that also that oil was used to honor the dead. Amen. In Luke chapter 23, verse 55, the women also which came with him from Galilee followed after and beheld the sepulchre, how his body was laid, and they returned, prepared spices and ointments, and rested the Sabbath day according to the commandment. Amen. They were going to anoint him, amen, and to honor him after that he died, amen, and was laid in that grave. Amen. It was the custom to do so. It was right to do so. Now, turn with me to John chapter 12. John chapter 12, we see that Jesus is in a house with Martha and Mary and Lazarus, whom he raised from the dead. Amen. And Mary begins to honor him. Amen. In verse 3, then took Mary a pound of ointment of spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus, wiped his feet with her hair. The house was filled with the odor of the ointment. Verse 7, glory, can't you imagine that, Brother Darnell? Then said Jesus, let her alone. Against the day of my burying has she kept this. Amen. Thank God. Amen. This Mary, she was willing to give everything that she had that was worth anything. Amen. Also, she was willing to lay down the very part of herself and give it to Christ that would call attention to her own self. Amen. Her hair. Amen. She left that hair, her glory. The Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians 11:15 that the hair is the glory of the woman. That's her glory. That's what points people to look at her. Amen. But she laid that down at Christ's feet and wiped his feet with her hair, with her glory. Oh, listen, our glory don't mean nothing, Brother John. Our glory don't mean a thing, amen. We want it sometimes. We want to lift it up and let, oh, look at my glory. Oh, that's wrong. That's wrong. That's wrong. We need to show forth Jesus Christ and pray that He would have the glory. That He would have the glory in our lives. Hallelujah. Oh, thank God. The oil was also used, amen, to anoint the high priest and kings, amen, to consecrate them to the task that lay before them. Amen. In Exodus chapter 29, Exodus chapter 29, and verse 7, we see the anointing of Aaron for the priesthood. Amen. We see an order of that was to take place in verse 5, and how that they were to prepare the garments to put upon him and all that they were supposed to do. And then in verse 7, thou shalt take the anointing oil and pour it upon his head and anoint him. Amen. Not only that, but there was the anointing for the king. Kings were anointed. Amen. For the job at hand. In 1 Samuel chapter 10, and verse 1, we find that Saul was anointed by Samuel. And then Samuel took a vial of oil and poured it upon his head and kissed him and said, is it not because the Lord hath anointed thee to be captain over his inheritance? Amen. This was Saul. You see in verse 7 that Saul is mentioned. Samuel said to Saul, bid the servant pass on before us. Amen. He was talking about Saul there. Saul was anointed to be the first king of Israel. Amen. And along comes another time that there's another king. Amen. God had someone else preparing. Amen. Preparing a young man out there in the fields keeping the sheep. Amen. In 1 Samuel chapter 16 and verse 12, and he sent and brought him in. Now he was ruddy, and with all of a beautiful countenance and goodly to look to. And the Lord said, arise, anoint him, for this is he. Amen. Thank God it was David that they brought in from the field of watching the flocks. Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. So Samuel rose up and went to Ramah. His job was done for that day. Amen. Amen. David was anointed as a young man, a young teenager, maybe 14, 15 years old. I won't make a definite say on that. Amen. He was a young fella. And in Samuel, 2 Samuel chapter 2, we find where David is anointed to be king over Judah. In 2 Samuel chapter 2 and verse 4, and the men of Judah came, and there they anointed David king over the house of Judah and told David, saying that the men of Jabesh-Gilead were they that buried Saul. Amen. All right, David is anointed to be king over Judah. Now, there was a division in the country. Amen. There was a division of the land. There was a northern kingdom and a southern kingdom. The reason is Many people were still wanting Saul, amen. Saul still had a son, Ishbosheth, that was still alive, and they were wanting him to be the king, amen, of Israel. But God had another plan, amen. Thank God, when He changes things around, amen, God has another plan. 2 Samuel chapter 5 and verse 3. So all the elders of Israel came to the king to Hebron, and King David made a league with them in Hebron before the Lord, and they anointed David king over Israel. So now he's going to be king over all the land, northern kingdom, southern kingdom, all of Israel. Amen. David was 30 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 40 years. In Hebron, he reigned over Judah 7 years and 6 months, and in Jerusalem, he reigned 33 years over all Israel and Judah. Amen. Now listen, David was a young boy, amen, when he was first anointed to be the king, but he could not take that position at that time. He wasn't ready, amen. It wasn't time for him. David had to go through some growing times. David had to fight some battles, amen. David had to do some growing up. David had to be where God wanted him to be. And he was 30 years old before he ever began to reign as king of anything. Amen. God calls young men to preach, amen. You gotta have a time, amen, of growing. You gotta have a time, amen, of coming up under a man of God, amen. You gotta have a time to work in a church. You gotta have a time to learn some things. You don't just step in, amen, and be a preacher of a church, amen. Amen. Or of a mission. Or of evangelistic ministry. Or any such thing as that. There are some times that a young fella has to grow. I went through it, amen, for many years. Amen. And if you're called to preach tonight, young man, if God, you feel an unction of God to call you to preach and surrender everything to Him and lay your life down on the altar and give it to Him and wait on Him and study that book and stay in that book and learn all you can from the preacher, the pastor of the church, the leader of the flock, amen, and grow in the things of the Lord. One of these days, God will touch you. God will use you to help somebody that could not be helped before. Woo! Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Bless His holy name. I'm glad for the Holy Ghost tonight. Amen. We need Him. We need Him. We can't do anything without Him. We need the oil of God, Brother Colton. We need Him. Amen. We need that touch from Him. We can't muster up anything. We can't make anything work. And every time that I've ever tried to, I've found myself falling down. Amen. Oh, we need Him. We need the Holy Ghost tonight. Oh, listen. These men were anointed. All through the Old Testament, men were anointed to be king. But there came one named Jesus Christ. Woo! Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. In chapter 3, verse 16, Jesus, when He was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were open unto Him. He saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon Him. Hallelujah. He was anointed, amen, by the Holy Ghost. Amen. He's our example. He's the best example that we have. Before we can do anything, brothers and sisters, in the work of the Lord, we have to have Him. We have to have Him, His anointing, His touch. We have to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Jesus was then anointed. Amen. He not only was a king, He was the King of Kings. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 15, which in His times He shall show who is the blessed and only potentate. Amen. The King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Not only that, but He was anointed to be our great high priest. Amen. Hebrews chapter 4. Hebrews chapter 4. Amen. Verse 14.
Seeing then that we have a great high priest that has passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. Amen. It ain't time to lay it down. Amen. Things are getting rough. Amen. Things are getting bad in our country. Things are bad all over the world. Amen. It seems like nothing is ever going to straighten up, and maybe it won't. That's okay. This ain't time to lay down our perfection, amen. This is not time to lay down your armor, Brother John. This is not time to lay down your sword, amen. It's time to work for God. It's time to stand, amen. Amen. We can't do it except we know we have a great high priest. He's not just a high priest, brethren. He's a great high priest. Hallelujah. Over all the others, amen. All of them had to offer sacrifice for their own sin. Amen. But he didn't. Hallelujah. Thank God he was the high, he's our great high priest that has passed into the heavens. Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. Isn't that good to know tonight? Oh, hallelujah. But was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Hallelujah. Oh, listen, he knows what you're feeling tonight. He knows you don't feel like anybody cares about you anymore. He knows everything about you, amen. He knows everything is going down in your life. He knows where you are. He knows your sickness. He knows your heartache. He knows your children don't want to listen to you. Oh, listen, he knows. He feels your heartache. He knows your infirmities. Yet he was without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace. Brother, our boldness is not in us. Amen. It's not a boasting about what we can do or be. What we are. Our boldness is the fact that he is our great high priest. The throne of grace. Come boldly to it, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. I'm thankful there's grace to help tonight. Amen. I can help you pray about something. Amen. I might can even come to your house and help you do something. Amen. I might can help you if you're broke down on the road or something like that. Amen. But he has grace to help in time of need. Oh, he can help us like nobody else. Oh, thank God. I'm thankful tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, listen. The oil is used in fuel for light. In the book of Exodus. Let's go back here again to this wonderful book of Exodus. Amen. In chapter 35, we find in verse 8, an oil for the light, and spices for anointing oil, for sweet incense. Now, the people were giving, amen, for the purpose of building the tabernacle, setting it up, and all of its furniture, and everything that had to do with it. The people were in a giving mode here, amen, and they were giving everything that they could. They brought oil for light. In verse 14, the candlestick also for the light, and his furniture and his lamps with the oil for the light. Hallelujah. Thank God. He's the oil for the light. Now, Jesus said that he is the light of the world. Amen. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Amen. John 8, verse 12. Amen. Thank God he is the light of the world. In Matthew chapter 5 now. Matthew chapter 5. Verse 14. Ye are the light of the world. City that's set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick. And it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men, they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. Amen. Now, I know that the literal sense, the literal interpretation is said the Jew. Amen. But listen, we are lights. You know why? Because the light is in us. Amen.
Thank God, and He's shining forth. Let Him shine forth, amen. Show your face to a crowd of ungodly people and let the light shine, amen. The Holy Ghost, thank God, dwells within us. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and you're not your own? Amen. Thank God, He's in us, amen. Amen. The Spirit of Christ is within us. In Romans 8, verse 9, but ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, and so be that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you. Amen. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he's none of his. Who is the Spirit of Christ? Amen, Brother Darnell. It's the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God. Isn't Christ our God? Hallelujah. He's in us. Amen. Thank God. There's a light was shining within you. Amen. Now, everybody in the world, there ain't a little good in everybody in the world. Amen. That's a falsehood that they just keep on saying over the media and has been ever since the devil opened his mouth. Amen. Listen, there's not a little bit of good in anybody except they're saved by the grace of God. The blood has took away their sin, and Christ Jesus, the Spirit of Christ, set up His rule in them, amen. Changed you and made a new creature. The only thing good about me, the only thing good about me is Jesus inside. Except for that, I'm an old ungodly, aggravating rascal, amen, that don't deserve anything but hell. But Jesus Christ makes the difference. Hallelujah. Woo! Oh, glory to God. I'm getting it. Done in a little bit. Y'all just hold on. Give me 7 more minutes. Amen. Oil was used in fine flour. Amen. Did you know that? The Bible tells us that oil was used in fine flour. With fine flour, actually. Numbers chapter 6, verse 15, in a basket of unleavened bread, cakes of fine flour mingled with oil, wafers of unleavened bread anointed with oil, and their meat offering and their drink offerings. Thank God. Chapter 7, verse 13, and his offering was one silver charger, and all of this stuff that he offered, and then on the bottom there it says both of them were full of fine flour mingled with oil for a meat offering. Amen. Thank God the oil was mingled, the flour was mingled with oil. This was for the meat offering, which in actuality it was a meal offering. Amen. It was bread. I remember that Jesus said, I am the bread. Amen. I am the bread. He said it a few times in John chapter 6, in verse 35, verse 41, 48, and 51. I think He meant it. Amen. That He is the bread. That fine flour types Christ. Amen. Now, the fine flour, and is let me say this: the meat offering is one of the sweet savor offerings, amen, which spoke of the perfections of Christ, Christ in His perfection and His suffering, amen. So the fine flour is speaking of the perfection and character of Christ undergoing and being tested by suffering, amen. And the fine flour mingled with oil speaks of His birth being conceived by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. In Matthew chapter 1. Amen. Matthew chapter 1 and verse 18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, when as His mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Look in verse 21 and verse 20, I'm sorry. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. Amen. He was conceived by the Holy Ghost. Amen. That fine flour Christ Jesus mingled with oil became a perfect sacrifice. Amen. He offered it for the meat offering, the meal offering. Amen. For the priests to devour, to eat. That was strength for them. That was what they needed to make it through the day, to give them what they needed to make the sacrifices. Amen. It was sanctifying bread. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ is the bread of life, and by the oil being in Him and Him in us, that is a sanctifying bread. Thank God. Woo! I'm glad that the Lord didn't just lead me out there somewhere and said, make it for yourself. Thank God He gave me the sweet Holy Ghost to keep me going, amen, and to lift me up when I fall down, and to comfort me when I feel bad, and to heal me when I need healing, amen. Thank God. It's the Holy Ghost that we need tonight. It's the Holy Ghost. It's the way that God said, amen, that this church ought to go with. Amen. And every church, amen, that's a real church, will find their way somehow, I believe, back to the Holy Ghost. If they don't, they'll die. And I've seen it happen, and I know what I'm talking about. God help us. God help us to stay with the old time book of God. Help us to stay by the old time ways of leaning on God and trusting the Holy Spirit to lead our man of God in the way that we ought to go in. Oh, yes. Amen. God help us tonight to know that we need the Holy Ghost. Now, what did I say? 7 minutes? Give me 11 more, John. Hallelujah. Oh, listen, flour. That word flour is in the Hebrew dictionary. It means to strip off, as in stripping the stalk. Listen, they would take that wheat, they'd strip it and grind it and beat it and do whatever was necessary to produce that fine flour. Jesus Christ, our Lord, was stripped, amen. And He was beaten, amen. And He was flogged, amen. He was crucified till He became fine flour, our perfect sacrifice. Hallelujah. On the cross, God the Father offered His own darling Son, His Lamb, on that cross for sinners like me. Hallelujah. Now, let's go back to our text verse for just a minute. Amen. I'm going to be through in a few minutes or two or five. Amen. Sellers of oil. Over the sellers of oil was Joash. And there's something, Joash means Jehovah hastened. Jehovah hastened. I believe when we find our calling, amen, don't mess around. Hasten. Hasten to it. Hasten. If we are in the will of God, we know what the will of God is. Hasten. Hasten and do the will of God. Soon our time here will be over. Amen. The sellers of oil. Not like in our day, a cellar under a house, a room under a house, but cellars were actually storehouses down in the ground, amen, to store the oil and some to store the wine. And they were there and they were to be watched over and cared for, amen. And Joash, he was over the cellars of oil. I believe, and I'm thinking on this, that it was an unseen task. Amen. It was something that wasn't in the limelight. Amen. Sometimes you feel like, well, my job, nobody knows, but God does. God knows where you're at. Amen. God knows what you're doing for Him. Amen. Many times our service to God is for the wrong purpose of being seen of men. And it should be that Jesus Christ be seen. Amen. Yeah, I believe that it was an unpopular task. not a luxurious job, so to speak. Amen. I'll tell you, I've never had one of them. All my days, I've just been out there beating it. Amen. Shoveling, hammering, digging, sawing, doing whatever was necessary, helping with air conditioning sometimes. Amen. And ductwork. Hallelujah. What a wonderful thing. Amen. It was always seen that we had to get out and earn our living, amen, by the dust. By what Adam said was pronounced on him. Oh, listen, it wasn't luxurious. It was down there where it got dirty and grimy. You ever worked with oil, and I know we're talking about olive oil here, but still, I believe that there are times if you're working around oil and you come in tracking dirt on your feet, all of a sudden you've got a mess everywhere, amen? You've got oil everywhere and you've got a mess. You've got grimy. Your hands get grimy. They get oily. The oil stays on your hands and the dirt and the grime gets inside your pores and you just can't get it out, amen? It takes a strong cleansing agent. The blood of Christ Jesus cleanses us, amen? Hallelujah. Oh, listen, I believe it may have been a thankless task. A lot of times people are asked to do things they just feel like they ain't getting appreciated about. I'm debating, why does he always want me to do that? I'm getting tired of doing that. Nobody cares about me doing that job. Let me tell you. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 10. He said, "For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love." Thank God. "Which ye have showed toward His name, that ye have ministered to the saints and do minister." Amen. I believe one of the most thankless jobs in our churches is that nursery back there. Amen. Oh, listen. I believe that they can oftentimes feel nobody cares if I'm in this nursery. Nobody cares if I'm changing these diapers. But I believe it's a ministry. I believe you're helping someone that wouldn't normally be able to hear the preaching of the word or hear a song being sung that could help them that day. Amen. And because of you were back there in that nursery, amen, God helped somebody else. And in doing that, He helped you too, whether you knew it or not. Well, that blessing goes to you. Hallelujah. Many times it's a thankless task that we do. Amen. Oh, listen. Joash was chosen by the king. Hallelujah. He didn't just jump into that job. He was chosen by the king to fill that cabinet position. Amen. Listen, we were chosen by the king. Hallelujah. But I'm not talking about something crazy. I'm talking about the very fact that on a given night or a given morning or somewhere that God dealt with your heart, He chose to come to where you were and convict you, amen, with Holy Ghost conviction and to let you know that you needed Jesus. Hallelujah. And He drew you with the Holy Ghost drawing power. Woo! I'm not talking about something crazy. I'm talking about the Word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. And thank God He gave you. He gave you faith to believe on Him, to take Him as your Savior. Thank God He chose us all. Amen. He chose to die on the cross for me. Amen. Oh, yes. Yeah. Joash worked in the oil. He walked in the oil. And I believe he may have even worshipped in the oil. Amen. Oh, listen, in the service of the Lord, our feet have to be clean. That's our walk. Our hands have to be clean. That's our work. Our faces need to be clean. Amen. That's our witness. That's what people see. Put a smile on your face. Amen. Don't go around showing that you're about half dead and everything is against you and nothing's going your way, put a smile on your face. Amen. Let somebody know that Jesus lives in you. Our ears and our eyes, they need to be clean because they're windows and doors to our mind. The devil's heyday. Amen. That's where he plays on us, in our mind. He'll tear you up through that eye gate and through that ear gate. He will eat you up, amen, and spit you out. God help us. God help us. Our hearts and spirits have to be clean in order that we can worship. Amen. You can wash dirt away and grime away with a good soap. But friend, you need the blood of Christ to wash away sin. That's our only cleansing agent. Amen. Now I want you to think about it. The oil moves in to what it touches. Amen. Amen. It moves in that engine. That engine that you put oil in, that oil is working back and forth and creating that desirable function of the engine. Amen. And it's also getting into those parts. Amen. And it penetrates. The Holy Ghost penetrated us one day. Amen. We get oil on us out there in the working field. Amen. And we can't get it off. Oh, yeah, you get some pretty good stuff to clean it off, clean the dirt out. But the oil seems to clean. You just kind of feel it for a long time, amen, because it clings to your hands or whatever it's touched. It's soaked into the pores of your skin. But listen, thank God the Holy Ghost, He never leaves us. He never leaves us. Amen. He never leaves you, no matter what kind of task that you have. And you think that you're the only one out there. Amen. Your job can even be a seller of oil. Amen. When you're tired of it, I'm tired of my job. Oh, that ain't going right for me. Turn it into a seller of oil. Let the Holy Ghost help you through it. Amen. And make your way. Let's stand. This was just some...